Well, I think first and foremost, I think how it affects him. You know, I think anytime you have back-to-back IRs, you know, this injury is not nearly as serious as the last one. You know, you look at Lamar Houston, who, you know, kind of went through a similar situation coming off of an ACL 2 years ago, and then another one this year. You know, those guys, you feel for them. They put a lot of hard work into this, and then, you know, with a tackle or a hit, it can get taken away. So most disappointing for him. I'm sure Ryan explained it. This is a completely different injury. It's a completely different bone in the lower leg. You know, this was the fibula. It's a non-weight-bearing bone, but does have a spiral fracture. And, you know, we're looking at the different types of treatment, how to do it, whether it's surgery or not, you know, getting opinions. And, you know, there is an opportunity we could get him back this year, albeit later in the season.
Have you had an interaction with him today?
I talked to him yesterday.
Well,
he was obviously down. You know, it was kind of news. They started off as a high ankle sprain. They, you know, looked at it even further, and the fibula was fractured, and we got to deal with it. And they think, you know, there's a couple different options, and we're looking into that now.
It's been a little bit better the last two games. You know,
Well, I think last week was by far his best game. You know, I think he's improved every week. I think we've mentioned that along the way. You know, it's disappointing for him and for us, but mostly for him, you know, just from the standpoint of, you know, having watched him grow and having experienced some success last week against Detroit.
When did you notice the most improvement against the Lions with Kevin?
Well, I think, you know, I think you kind of saw a little more aggressiveness. I think, you know, he kind of cut loose and played, you know, rather than thinking and going through it like most young players.
Chad, do you know if his chances are better or worse of returning this year with the surgery, or is that related?
You know, I think they're kind of sorting through that. I think it, you know, wouldn't be good of me to comment on that at this point. I think there's a lot of good doctors. We have good doctors. You know, then they're going to look at that and evaluate it and see what the best option is.
What do you think? You said a couple times that playing is the best way for these young players to develop. Mm-hmm. Does your mind go to the big picture with Kevin in terms of his overall development, especially considering what he means to the franchise as a seventh overall pick?
Well, I think, you know, I go back just even my experience in Denver with Demaryius Thomas. I mean, he probably didn't do a whole lot till year three. So he had setbacks. He was injured coming out of college. He had an Achilles injury after that and then a finger injury after that. So he had two surgeries in his first year and a half of NFL football. I think he's turned out pretty good.